Well, it seems that Whistledown, and for those of you in the drama community who are aware of who that is, that's Life with Jen and also Farm. She made a video about creators exploiting the Summer Wells case. And here are the names: Benny Keys, Ziggy, Ernie Schell, Voices Behind the Wall, MGL, JLR, Olivia, Bullhorn Betty, Dolly Vision, Justice for All, Psychic Reverend Donna Safina. How come Laura Keck wasn't in there? Tiffany Marie, AB, Jody Sue Brown, John Q, No Thanks, The Glare, Don B, Prayer, Garden of America, The Interview Room, Q Carlock, Scott H, Cracking Cases, Michelle After Dark, J for Justice. Laura Keck made a candle with Summer Wells' face on it, just like she did with Xavier Harrelson. How come, Jen, how come you can't put everybody out there on this video that's exploiting this child's case? Well, I know, because you're buddies with Tiffany Marie and Laura Keck. Laura Keck puts on her little video there that if anybody has any hate about her, she's gonna delete comments and block people. Well, you know what, Laura? You're a complete and total idiot because all you do is exploit. All of a sudden, you care about Summer Wells, do you? Is that why you and Molly, when you had Don Wells and Candace Bly on panel, all you did was harass and belittle this family? I mean, all of you have done it. There's nothing you won't do for money. And the more disgusting and vile you all become, the crazier it gets. You want to know why y'all are on a TBI website? I'll tell you right now. Because you all call into TBI and you put in tips that don't mean a damn bit of good. Have they found Summer Wells? And by the way, today is Friday, May 13th, 2022. So that would mean what? 10 and a half months Summer Wells has been missing. You all don't know how to count at all. She hasn't been missing 11 months because she went missing. Are you ready for this, folks? June 15th, 2021. Do you know how to count? Let's count, shall we? July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April is 10 and a half months. We're not even on May 15th yet of 2022. But you idiots, you got AB who exploits this child for his marijuana shop up there in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. You got Tiffany Marie, who all of a sudden is not only buddies with Jody Sue Brown, who I think may be involved somehow in this case as well. But all of a sudden, Tiffany Marie has got epiphany and she's not gonna talk about Summer Wells anymore. Why not, Tiffers? You seem to have a big mouth and you seem to go after loads of people when they're talking about this case. Why all of a sudden you changing your mind now? You deleting videos? You're the biggest one. Tiffany Marie, Laura Keck, and Molly Golightly, you three stooges have gone after Cash Gurren, that boy's family. You've gone after Xavier Harrelson, Sarah Harrelson, his mother, buddied up with Samantha Ricks. You know that, Laura, right? You and Molly. And Tiffany Marie hanging out with Jody Sue Brown, who could possibly, just like Samantha Ricks, in my opinion, involved in Xavier Harrelson's disappearance and murder, that Jody Sue Brown is probably involved in Summer Wells' disappearance. But you all give this moron as much attention as you can give her, right? And what is the real reason that you do this? Is it for you really care about this missing 5-year-old girl? Or is it the 75 grand that's up for reward? Because I'll tell you this, the false tips, and if that reward wasn't up to 75 grand, do you think you all would be caring about this child? No. if this was a Muslim child, if this was an African-American child, Asian, would you all care? No. This is about a white child, blue hair, blue eyes, blonde hair. And you all can't get off of this case for 10.5 months. That's all you've been talking about. Summer Wells, doing stupid marathons, fundraisers, merchandise, all that. And that's all you care about. And then let's move on to Molly Golightly, who seems to think that medical marijuana gets you a buzz. I really think YouTube needs to start giving you people drug tests, because the glare gets high and drunk. Marissa pops Xanax and gets drunk. Tiffany Marie gets high as a kite as well. AB, you all do it. What pisses me off is the fact that you all find domestic abuse hilarious, which it isn't. You find rape or molestation hilarious, because when the glare sided with Michael Long, Sophie Long's father, and all those lies he told about Kelly Long and putting out her personal information along with Annie, Tend to Life, and Josh Dad Challenge podcast, who's a pervert, by the way. It's all funny, right? All of it is hilarious. Suicide, alcohol problems, doesn't matter. It's all hilarious in your minds. YouTube needs to seriously, and in social media as a whole, needs to do something to stop you creators. Once and for all. Because the crap you do to these families, you don't think about. These law enforcement agencies, FBI, TBI, DCI, that are actually working in these cases, they don't need your help, because you cause more trouble than you're worth. But it doesn't seem to matter, right? The more views you all get. What did Molly say again? Oh, right. Cash Gurn was a cash cow. Oh, no, no. Summer Wells is a cash cow. Oh, no, 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 no. Gabby Petito is a cash cow. You know what, Molly? I wish I could make $1 million every time you open your trap and shove the food in your mouth, because you look like a fool. You, Laura, and Tiffany Marie, the three stooges. I've never seen three women who should never have ever had children. If there's ever three women that deserve to have their children taken away, it's the three of you buffoons. Going after the Wells family, and then Molly and Laura partnering up and harassing and looking up Sarah Harrelson. You all are lucky that you haven't been caught in a lawsuit. Because if it was me, and I swear to God, if it was me, if that was my niece, because I got no children. I got two nieces and a nephew. Any of my nieces or nephew were missing, and you fools were doing this kind of crap, you'd be swallowing your teeth. That's a goddamn promise on that one. And Molly, why don't you come up to Canada? Because I'd love to see you pull your crap, your little protesting crap like you did with the Laundrie family and the Wells family. Try that up here and see how fast they slap the cuffs on you. You wouldn't be able to see the light of day. I don't understand why any of you, not one of you, and your idiot subscribers sit there and just allow this garbage to go on. Oh, yeah, I'm going down to the Johnny Depp down there to Fairfax, Virginia. And you know what, guys? I'm going to be in a documentary. I don't know what it is. You know what, Molly? There's one that Discovery's doing. They don't need your help. Hell, they wouldn't even need you around, Johnny Depp. You're as crazy as Amber Heard. And I do mean crazy. You and Laura Keck and Tiffany Marie, the three of you need to be in a padded cell. And you can all get high and drunk and pop pills and do whatever the hell you want to do. But something needs to stop when you all exploit these missing and murdered children. You remember what Laura said when she made that Xavier Harrelson candle? Oh, I don't give an F. He's dead. Who cares? That's something else. She doesn't care about Xavier Harrelson, but she sure as hell cares about hanging out with Samantha Ricks. She sure the hell doesn't care about Candace Bly and Donald Wells, but all of a sudden she's got a conscience and she cares about Summer Wells? Am I missing something here? Is a can of wax getting too much close to your nostrils or something, Laura? Because it don't make no kind of sense. The way you all act like a bunch of bleeding buffoons. You don't think about any of these families. You care more and more about yourselves and how much money you can make. And how dare you, Laura? How dare you sit there and say, oh, I care so much about Summer Wells. Oh, yeah, you care so much. Oh, guess what? Oh, she's probably buried in a tree somewhere. Yeah, because nobody thought of that, right? I mean, the stupidity. You're in love with serial killers. You admitted that. You enjoy vile, disgusting crap. And then you go on and say, oh, I should be a lawyer. Let's talk about you, Laura, how you exploited your junkie ex-boyfriend, Brad Turkle. Hmm? Dayton's father? Oh, yeah, that's a pip right there in itself. I mean, this man either swallowed drugs or dropped dead of a heart attack. I personally don't care. Really don't give a crap. But if you read the article, Laura Keck, you would realize that DCI is investigating that case. But you're too dumb to get that one, right? You want to know one creator in the crime community that does lives night after night after night, that doesn't exploit people, victims, or their families? That would be Mummy Ramblings, Carolyn. She's the only one that actually gives a damn about these people. While the rest of you sit there, night after night after night, coming up with a bunch of crap. And you can't get off the Summer Wells case, right? Just can't do it. Because it makes too much money for you. You want to know why creators who I watch, like Brooke McKenna and Snaxton, don't go talking about these cases? They don't talk about these cases because they're open investigations. But you buffoons, you just ride the rails, right? You got no problem doing that. One of these days, I hope, and I really do hope, that you all lose your channels for the garbage that you are, the trash talking about these families. You don't care about Connie Ward and what she's gone through, Melinda Seagroves, Trevor Gurin, Monica Sherrod, the Pinkertons, Cameron Mori. You don't care about Sarah Harrelson. You don't care about Gabby Petito's family. You don't care about Brian Laundrie's family. You don't care about any of them. And the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case. I'm so sick of you idiots acting like you know what's going on. The glare acting like a buffoon. Oh my God, when Johnny Depp had his finger sliced open because of Amber Heard. Oh, he's got sunglasses on. That's such a rock star thing. Okay, glare. You're high as a kite and drunk as a skunk. So what does that make you? You hypocritical piece of work. And who wears a winter toque in the middle of summer? You said, did you not, to Laura Keck months back, that you live in Knoxville, Tennessee? Why are you wearing that toque in the middle of the spring? Are you cold, or are you just trying to keep maybe the ooze from seeping out of your brain? I mean, you guys are unbelievable. And then you got Dolly Vision driving out there to the Wells property. You all think that you're going to get in contact with Don Wells? You all think that talking to Candace Bly, that she's going to say something? Or Allie? Or anybody else? I think you all should stop talking to Jody Sue Brown, because if she's so threatened, or I'm sorry, scared for her life, like she claims to be, maybe she should get the hell off of the internet, because that's what law enforcement would say. Sheriff Ronnie Lawson already debunked that little part where Jody Sue Martin went and said, I heard a scream, a blood-curdling scream, My son and I heard it. Well, that's been debunked. This woman is in need of professional help. And all Tiffany Marie does is encourage this crap. You all are a pair. I mean, unreal. You just deserve each other. All of you deserve each other. Because parents like you are why CPS needs to get involved. I mean, how many times have you all got to be told not to talk about the Wells boys? But Tiffany Marie, smoking token New York over there, who doesn't have family members in New York Police Department, claims that she does. She's a lying moron. Puts up photos of these boys. And you all forget, right? You all forget this one. That in the summer of last year of 2021, that the boys were taken out because the Wells family were getting death threats. Does that ever sink in, or do you just bake out of your head all the time, tippers? I mean, I just don't get any of you. You got Benny Keyes calling the TBI a bunch of crap about Ernie Schell. I think you all seriously need to like walk away from crime, walk away. Oh, I'm a victim's advocate. I help. If you're a victim's advocate, you should be not exploiting these families and these children. Nobody knows if Summer Wells is alive or dead, but you all go around thinking you know everything, right? It's the family. No, wrong. It's not the family. Because you know why? Law enforcement has not arrested Candace Bly, her mother, or Don Wells. Don Wells is in jail for a DUI, but are you too stupid to get that up in your brain? I mean, I don't understand any of you. You just go on and on about garbage that you have no clue what you're talking about. And one of these days, like I said, I hope I find out that these families come together and sue y'all. And then you got the glare once again, talking about the Ruzick family. Will, you're rich. You beat your son and you beat your ex-girlfriends and some other nasty crap I hear as well. And you're concerned about the Ruzick family? While you're over there with Mr. Magoo there, or Truthy Magoo, or whatever the hell his name was, exploiting Kelly Long, Sophie Long's mother's personal information, you, Annie from Tend to Life, and Josh, Dad Challenge Podcast, this moron who's an idiot. Unreal. I've never seen so much garbage in one community like you all have done. You've screwed up people's lives and don't care about it. And I'm going to say again, Laura Keck, all right, made candles with Tiffany Marie and Summer Wells on it. She made a candle with Xavier Harrelson. Tiffany Marie as it made money hand over fist with the Summer Wells case. So you know what? Life with Jen, Whistle Down, whatever the hell you want to call yourself. Why don't y'all re-edit your little video, because you got two parts of it, and add that into it. Tiffany Marie, Laura Keck, cracking cases. Hell, put glare in there too. Because you all look like a bunch of idiots. It shouldn't even be called the crime community, really. It should be called the morons are us. That's what I say. Because you all have no clue what you're doing. You're exploiting families and these children. And you can't get off of one case. I myself am really sick that you all can't focus on other cases. All it is Summer Wells and Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Unbelievable.